This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The value of having this game on national television seen by more than a billion viewers and being seen by people in 234 countries, it was billions of dollars of ad value, of impression value. So the interesting thing, when you think about a Super Bowl, you're talking about massive new income for New Orleans citizens, which actually gets then re-spent in the economy at restaurants, at retail, at buying kids clothes for school, at, you know, all those kind of things. So Super Bowl, you know, for all the work it is and all the things that go into it, it is worth a fortune to us.
There's the president of the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau responding to claims about the Super Bowl being good for everyone except the city that hosts it. That's because it's been a big discussion. A lot of people think that there is just way too much around the Super Bowl that the NFL requires. So that's part of the conversation on a lot of sports talk radio this past week, and that's where we get started with our talk radio countdown show. The NFL preseason also is a big item of interest, the players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 10, this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The focus is on the week ending August 8th, first full week of the month of August. A lot of summertime conversation, the top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com have put together, along with Ken Kessler, the producer of this program, the big talk radio programs and hosts and that sort of thing. Into our heads go these numbers and these ideas. So we'll start at number 10, which is what we have done, and we'll go through to number 1 during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Number 9.
The assassination of Major General Harold Green in Afghanistan brings around the focus once again to the waste, the actual corruption that's gone on in our staying in Afghanistan. So number 9 is highlighted here in a conversation by talk radio host Richard Roper and Anna DeVellantes. Here they talk to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Kinzinger says, while this is tragic, we ought not let this kind of attack take us out of Afghanistan.
Hearing more details about this shooter, we can call him a terrorist, we can call him an assassin, we can call him a criminal, whatever you want to call him, who killed a two-star general, the highest-ranking officer, I believe, ever in Afghanistan in the recent occupation.
Yeah, it's actually the highest kill, I think, since Vietnam. And look, this is no doubt this is a victory for terrorists. Let's be clear about that. But I say that to say this. This is not the time that we back down. This isn't the time we say, you know, this is very tragic and we have a lot of sympathy and empathy for the family, so we need to leave. This is the time that we have to double down on, frankly, our war against terror. It was sad to see. It's very bad. But the other thing to keep in mind is there was a spat in 2012 and there was a lot of insider attacks. It was a intentional move by the Taliban to try to dishearten the American public, to try to make it seem as if the Afghan people were turning against the United States. That's not the case. And so this is a Taliban maneuver that I think ultimately is going to fail, but it's no doubt very tragic. And these kind of attacks have been on a significant decline since 2012. So, you know, we've got to stay vigilant and ensure the right people are in the Afghan military and ensure that we have plenty of security for our folks. But realize we're operating against an enemy that thinks far more decrepit than we do. And we have to be able to react accordingly.
Congressman, let's remind everyone, let's take this moment to remind everyone why we're there, why we're in Afghanistan, and what's going to happen in the timetable given for U.S. troops to accomplish what they plan to do.
Well, that's a very good point. People tend to forget why we're in Afghanistan, and it was because on September 11th, the largest attack on America was perpetrated by the Taliban sheltering al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We went into Afghanistan, pushed al-Qaeda and the Taliban out, and then unfortunately they resurged. Some can argue it was during the Iraq War, and I think that's pretty right. But what we have now is a situation where the Afghan people very much want to control their own future free of Taliban. Keep in mind, this Taliban also doesn't believe that women are in any way not just equal to men, but don't even really have a right to be in the same room as men. Women don't have a right to education. And the problem is, if we leave, it's not just a tragic situation for Afghanistan, but we have Pakistan right on the border that has their own Taliban issue. And if Pakistan falls, they have 100 nuclear weapons aimed at India. India has 100 nuclear weapons aimed at Pakistan. And the cascading effect, similar to what we're seeing, you know, with what's going on in Syria and what's happening in Iraq, how that's cascading to the whole area of the Middle East, that same thing can happen here. So we're on a timeline right now that the president has announced to be out at the end of 2016. I hope he revises that and says we're going to keep a smaller force of 10,000 people in Afghanistan until the job's complete, because we're very close to having a stable situation there. It's much more stable than it's ever been. The victory isn't like what it was in World War II, where there's a defined moment in which all the troops can come home and we can claim victory. It's a different war and a different time.
Man, do I wish I could vote against that guy. Woof. Adam Kinzinger, my own comment about this. Your comments, too, welcome at 888-302-3684 as we quickly move through the top 10 items on the countdown. The email is doug@dougstephan.com, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show if you'd like to comment. This guy is so, he's our recent occupation of Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan longer than we've ever been anywhere in terms of war. Yeah, we've had people and troops that have stayed in places like Japan and Germany and other areas where we have been over the years involved in conflicts. But the war against terrorism, what is he talking about? This is the biggest waste of money and manpower, American lives, pretty much in the history of the country. And he thinks we ought to stay there? What is he? He talks about going at war with the Taliban. The Taliban's stronger now than they ever have been, because those of you who use drugs support the Taliban, especially heroin, opium, that sort of thing. Where does this guy live? What is he talking about? Adam Kinzinger. If you live in his district, God love you. 888-302-3684. Okay, now let's move on. Number 8. Number 8 is the Obamacare report that's come from Congress. Here's host Howie Carr saying even NPR has turned against the president on this one.
A news story from National Public Radio. Again, NPR. NPR. When NPR is onto a scam, and especially a scam that's initiated by Democrats, you know it's got to be bad, right? A news story from NPR shows the danger of equating health care insurance with health care access as doctors start to turn away patients bearing Obamacare cards. The article quotes Connecticut internist Dr. Doug Girard explaining why he's refusing to take patients enrolled in two of the three Obamacare plans. I cannot accept a plan, he says, where I'm going to be reimbursed at Medicare rates. The NPR story goes on to note that, quote, if reimbursement rates to doctors stay low in Obamacare plans, more doctors could reject those plans. So you're going to have... Plus, you're going to have more people getting health insurance. You're going to have millions of illegal aliens coming into the country demanding free health and free health care. And you're going to have fewer and fewer doctors sticking around. You're going to have more and more doctors going into the boutique plans where they just take $1,000, $2,000 a year from anybody who's got the money to pay, and it won't just be the upper class. It'll be everybody that's got $1,000. You'll put off buying the plasma screen TV, and you'll get the health care if you need it, because of course you have to have it, and the illegal alien with the nicer car than you down the road, who doesn't have to pay anything for his Section 8 apartment and doesn't have to pay for his food and his children don't have to pay for their school lunches, he doesn't need it because he gets it on the arm. The NPR story goes on to note that if reimbursement rates to doctors stay low, more doctors could reject those plans. No kidding. Anybody who's paid the least bit of attention to existing government health care programs could have seen this coming.
Wow. That is, well, to speak for itself, I'm not sure how you feel about something like that when you hear that. If you're a supporter or not a supporter, but you got to wonder about the future of healthcare in general in our country because of this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next, number 7.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
I stopped seeing life insurance as something only rich people needed after my brother-in-law died. On top of really missing him, I watched my sister struggle to keep up with their mortgage, car payments, and everyday living expenses for her and the kids. I realized then that life insurance isn't just for millionaires. It's for anyone who has people in their lives who depend on them to get by. It's to help everyday people help protect their families. People like me. So I called AIG Direct, and I was shocked at how affordable coverage can be. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I may not have $1 million. But my family's well-being and happiness is priceless. I'm glad I have AIG Direct to help protect their future, no matter what happens to me.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-811-6409. That's 1-800-811-6409. 1-800-811-6409.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. The first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Number seven on the count is a familiar item. The discussion of the midterm elections coming up this fall and also the presidential race put together. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to political analyst Chia Pagala about whether people are really going to show up at the polls this fall for the elections.
This NBC Wall Street Journal news poll that just came out showing 6 in 10 Americans dissatisfied with the president's job, only a 14% approval rating for Congress. Hey, look, nobody's surprised by this. This is not a big surprise. Here's the surprising thing to me, Chris, is that it doesn't appear that people are willing to go to the polls in November during the midterm elections and really do much about it.
You know, you make a good point. One thing that's somewhat surprising to me is the run it has gotten in the national mainstream media. They're actually reporting that Barack Obama is not doing well. So stop the presses. That's something that's interesting. As we take a look at this, Matt, and listeners, think about this. This is not highly likely voters, though. So this does not, you know, immediately translate to November in midterm. It's 1,000 adults across the board. However, 44% of these polled voted for Obama, 35% voted for Mitt Romney in 2012, and you've got one thing that's startling. Okay, his the 40% approval for Obama is pathetic. Wrong track. Is this country going in the right track or wrong track? 71%
right.
Wrong track.
Right.
And is America, is the United States going to be a better place for your children to live? That's a pretty darn important question. 76%. No, it's not going to be better.
Pretty dramatic. Number six coming up next here on our countdown. Stay tuned.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week is a focus on what the ISIS group is doing. Those who want an independent state of Iraq and Syria, putting together pieces of the old world order, as it were. That's really what they're doing. If you understand what the history of what is now Iraq was all about, it was divided into three separate areas, and these people seem to want to recreate what used to be. Here are hosts Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about President Obama's comments. The humanitarian airdrops that are going on over Iraq is what he was talking about, and that he has authorized airstrikes. Okay, here we go again, and this time against those perpetrators from ISIS.
The president was considering Iraq airstrikes. That consideration has been granted. There may be targeted military action as it is necessary against ISIS in northern Iraq. And he also mentioned humanitarian food drops to a number of civilians who are trapped in this mountainous area, fearing for their lives because ISIS, it wants one thing and one thing only, which is a Islamic State.
Yeah, if you want to know if this is kind of a big deal, it is.
That's a great question. I don't. This was done at 9:30 at night in D.C.,
yeah.
But I don't know how big this is.
No, I think it's a big deal. I think anytime you have the president come out at 9:30 East Coast time at night, and you know, there have been a few times where we've taken the president live at this time of evening. There's a reason for it, and I think that a lot of the news out of Iraq over the last few days, obviously last few months, but the last few days have been bad. It's been bad. You've got these families who either you're going to be executed or you flee. So they're in this mountainous area with no food. They're starving and they don't have water. So we're going to provide them humanitarian aid. But the other part of it is, are we going to bomb ISIS?
Yeah, right.
And I think when you come out and you say, you know what, we're probably going to bomb them. That's a big deal.
It seems like that's the only alternative when the president said that he has allowed the targeted military action to stop the advance of ISIS. Well, ISIS isn't going to say, oh, okay, we get it. We're going to stop now.
Right.
I think you're right that there is no real stopping unless we get into a military situation, whether it be through just airdrops or not airdrops, military strikes from the air. You got to solve the problem of ISIS. And I don't know how you do that without military action. And I don't know how we get these people. Do we airlift them out of there? Because these people are pretty much sitting ducks. If they try to go back down the mountain, they'll be killed. We can't leave them there. So the president really has now a real conundrum. How much military do you use, and when do you get these people off that mountain?
I'm wondering a couple things.
And remember,
he said
there were thousands.
Yeah, I'm wondering a couple things. Why is the president intervening now? And I wrote two things down for us to think about. One, is it because of the people on the mountain? Or is it because, and he said, the request of the Iraqi government?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one? Is it the other?
Yeah.
Is it none of them? Is it because ISIS continues to be a pain in the rear end, and they're killing people, they're making people get out of the country, there are religious reasons that they're doing this? I wonder why exactly we are getting back into this. It's not like we're going back to war with Iraq.
Not yet.
But if we're sending planes giving humanitarian aid, that puts pilots in jeopardy, unless we're going to use a drone.
Right.
If we're going to order targeted airstrikes, that also puts American pilots in jeopardy. So why are we doing it? Is it because of the people on the mountain, because the Iraqi government has asked us to, or are we, as Obama said, we don't always intervene, but this is where we're going to intervene.
Yeah, when ISIS says they call for a genocide, and he used that word a number of times, genocide, when a group or a race or a religious part of a country is threatened to be wiped out, sometimes we don't respond, and we've gotten criticized for that. But he also said we protect our people and we support our allies. Well, Iraq, they want to work. They want it to be our allies, and it's really right. Not doing that right now and protect our people. There are people on the ground there that are Americans that can be threatened by ISIS. I sort of understand, but this looks like we're being dragged back into a military operation. It really does.
Yes. Okay. Well, there is a sound of exasperation in my voice, probably in yours as well. That's number six. Number five, and the rest of the countdown, or the rest of the items of interest from this week coming up. Stay tuned for that here. I'm Doug Steffen.
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like,
that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. What were you doing 3 weeks ago on Wednesday at 2:30? Can't remember, right? You want to know how to improve your memory? The friends that we've developed at Kamano Island Coffee Roasters, our partners in BuzzBox Coffee, shared some interesting research about the healthy benefits of coffee, and one of them is improved memory. Recent studies by Florida's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center have shown that coffee can aid in short and long-term memory. Healthy coffee like BuzzBox Coffee can help increase memory because caffeine in moderate doses has been found to increase the size of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a small part of the brain that aids in the storage of short and long-term memory. This not only helps you better remember what you did last week, but the research suggests that it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So now you've got another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best when it comes to coffee. USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on that orange BuzzBox on the right-hand side of any page.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GC.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Number five, coast to coast, border to border. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the hot hits for this past week, the charts of the week of August 4th to the 8th, 2014. The second half, as we work our way toward number one, starts with number five, which is continuing conversation about the immigration situation, the border situation. How does it get reformed, or is it just another failed policy that we've been following for years and years and years? Here's host Tom Collins with Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about the latest immigration bill, which is working its way through the House.
Let's talk about the border bill. Sum that up for us, and what does it really mean as far as you're concerned?
Well, we set out to do three things, Tom. One is we needed to, you know, beef up our border. Our border is not secure. The president said it was secure, but it's not. And so we put resources, stepped up additional resources to protect the border, reimbursing states if they call up the National Guard. Then, unfortunately, because we've had this huge influx of these children coming into the country, we had to provide a little bit of additional money to process these kids and take care of them until we can send them back to their families where they belong. And then the other thing is take some actions that would disincentivize this behavior of these kids and parents risking their lives to send them to our country. And so processing them faster, changing the law so that we treat OTMs other than Mexicans the same way that we treat people from Canada and Mexico. We turn them back around and we send them back home. This is a first step. This is what Congress can do. It's what the House plan was. Unfortunately, the Senate left town and didn't take any action on this, Tom, and the president doesn't seem to be very engaged with the border, so I'm not sure where we go from here.
It's not surprising that they didn't do anything with it in the Senate, but there have been a lot of bills and things that passed through there. Are there certain things that they're just saying that they have to have before they're even going to look at something, or is it an all-or-nothing deal?
know, I don't know what's going on. Harry Reid, we have sent over 350 pieces of legislation, many of those that would help create jobs and get our economy back going again. But for whatever reason, Harry Reid just doesn't, they're not doing anything over there. And when they do something, it's spending a bunch of money that we don't have, or increasing entitlements. I think what Harry Reid is in a mentality over there of kind of hunkering down because, the November elections are not looking too good for some of the Democratic senators.
Number four.
All right. So, as that last comment comes from, a Republican congressman from Texas, Randy Neugerberger. Here is a focus that perhaps adds some conversation and some salt to that. The number four item this week are the approval ratings, up or down for the president. Here are our hosts, and they're down, by the way. Host Jane Foy and Jay James talking to Sarah Dutton, a reporter for CBS, about the recent poll which CBS conducted showing the president's situation.
You and the old pollsters there at CBS have just been all over the place with this.
We have. We absolutely have. There's lots going on in the world. We have some questions about Israel and Hamas. We asked Americans who they think is most to blame for the fighting between those two. 34% of Americans say that Hamas is most to blame. Just 6% place most of the blame on Israel. But 47% blame both sides equally. And as you know, as we often see in our poll questions, sort of behind those numbers are some real partisan differences. 54% of Republicans blame Hamas, but among Democrats, 55% blame both sides equally. So some disagreement there between Republicans and Democrats.
And what about the independents? Do they go one way or another necessarily?
About half of them blame both sides equally, and about a third blame Hamas. So their views aren't too much different from what we see among Americans overall. We also asked about the president's handling of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. He gets a very low approval rating on handling this, just 33% approve, 50% disapprove. And as you might imagine, there's some real differences. 71% of Republicans disapprove, but more than half of Democrats approve.
All right. And then and that's just on the president's handling of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. What about the president's job performance overall?
Well, overall, it really is stuck in negative territory, and it has been for most of the year. Just 41% of Americans approve of the job President Obama is doing. Even more, 50% disapprove. And as I said, these are the kind of numbers we've seen all year long. The president's approval rating is underwater, so to speak, more negative than positive, and he just hasn't been able to break out of that mold for the last 6 months or so.
Sarah, you know, you guys, I know you work so efficiently in numbers and data. Can you remember, you and your staff, the last time over the last couple of administrations that you had a president that wasn't in kind of these negative perception numbers in your polling? Because to us, it seems like it's been a while over the last several years.
It has been a while. Certainly when President Obama first took office, his approval ratings were much more positive than they are now. And as the years have worn on and there have been conflicts with Congress and there have been complicated events overseas and certainly the 2010 health care law, these things have all, and continued negativity about the economy, which I think has been very important. Those have dragged his approval ratings down. But other presidents have had similar situations. Certainly George W. Bush's approval rating was quite low as a result of the war in Iraq. So, you know, we've seen this kind of downward slide before for other presidents as their terms continue on.
Number three.
Number three this week on our talk radio review, focusing on the Russians, what's going on in Ukraine, situation in Western Europe with sanctions, et cetera, et cetera. Here, our host Steve Scott and his partner talking to Eric Bradner from Politico.com. They discuss the Russian response to the sanctions that came from the United States and from Europe.
First of all, if you would, explain for us in layman's terms, what exactly is Russia blocking?
Yeah, so Russia is blocking basically all meat and fruits
from the United States and Europe. So we're talking primarily about chicken, for example. The United States sells a lot of chicken into Russia, and then some things that might surprise you, like almonds and peanuts. Basically, you know, Russia is a billion-dollar market for the United States for farmers, and they're saying that you will no longer be allowed to sell these products into our country. And the reason they're doing that is to retaliate for these sanctions that we've heard about the United States and Europe levying over the last few weeks and months.
So this is significant. It's actually a pretty big deal.
It is. Now, it's a bigger deal for Europe. Russia is a huge market for European farmers. For the United States, this is actually only about 1% of what they export every year. So the impact isn't going to come for all farmers, but it's going to be primarily limited to chicken farmers, to peanut and almond farmers, soybean farmers, like I mentioned. So, but yeah, it's definitely a big deal. It's a big deal for the companies that have been doing business in Russia for some time. It's not going to be a huge surprise because Russia has a pretty long history of coming up with various kind of made up reasons to block agriculture exports from other countries. But yeah, I mean it's definitely a big market for farmers that they're not going to have access to anymore.
Let's look at the other side. Will it possibly hurt the Russian people?
Yeah, absolutely. So Russia imports 40% of its food, which is a lot. I mean, that puts them in the top five in the entire world. And what that means is it's possible that Russia could run into a pretty serious food shortage because of this. That's actually what the White House said earlier today. A couple of White House officials said that this is going to be more of a penalty for Russia's economy than it is for the United States. Now, what Russia can do is say, okay, Brazil, we want more of your meat. New Zealand, we want more of your cheese. And sort of make up for it that way. But that only goes so far. And so, this could actually lead to some pretty serious food shortages there, to some inflation in the prices of food in Russia. So it could be problematic for the people who live there.
Now, we hear the U.S. may ask the World Trade Organization to block the Russian blockade. Can they do that?
Right, they can. Now, the question is, Russia announced that they're doing this for a year. It would typically take the World Trade Organization longer to rule in a case than that, so Russia might do this for long enough to really agitate the United States and Europe and then, you know, like throw up its hands and say, oh, we're not doing it anymore. But yeah, the United States and Europe are both signaling that they're open to asking the World Trade Organization to tell Russia, no, you can't do this. This is not, because you're angry about sanctions isn't a legitimate reason to block food imports. And, you could order Russia to either open its markets back up or could say, okay, United States, you can retaliate with some of your own restrictions.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi to the folks listening in Austin, Texas, and Milwaukee, and Indianapolis, and Raleigh, Providence, Norfolk, Nashville, down in the Palm Beaches, Greensboro, Jacksonville, Memphis, Hartford. How do you do? Doug Steffen here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have two to go. Number two, in fact, up next here.
This is a MultiView report brought to you by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Here is a car lover's dream, a chance to win a one-of-one-built Ford Mustang 50 years convertible. Ford Motor Company is partnering with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society to raffle off this instant classic 2015 Mustang to help raise funds for MS research. Raffle tickets, which can change your life and the lives of people living with MS forever, are just $20 each, with the number of available tickets capped at 100,000. Says National MS Society Ambassador Phil Kogan, host of the popular TV reality show The Amazing Race and Ford enthusiast.
Now, talk about no opportunity wasted. This Ford raffle provides a unique opportunity to potentially own a one-of-a-kind Mustang while helping to create a world free of MS. It's a win-win.
Raffle tickets are available and can be secured at www.ford4ms.com. The winning raffle ticket will be drawn during the Woodward Dream Cruise on Saturday, August 16th. For more information, you can also call 1-800-243-5767.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. The first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by
by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3, Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the gang here and I love BuzzBox Coffee, here are a couple of reasons. Did you know that as Americans, we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why we love knowing BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic, contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees contain. We love that BuzzBox Coffee isn't hyper-caffeinated, poor quality, robusta beans. Instead, BuzzBox Coffee, 100% Arabica beans. Only the top of 1% of that grade. We love that BuzzBox Coffee is so smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is how nature intended coffee to be grown. And we also love that together, one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact via helping my Eastley farm. So taste the difference, make a difference by joining us today to get your free pound. Call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Number two
item this week on the talk radio countdown focuses on the Ebola outbreak. Earlier in the week on my Good Day program, I played some comments from Sanjay Gupta for Dr. Ron Hoffman, who's a regular on my program, to get his take on the Ebola virus and the secret serum that may be able to cure this virus.
The medicine apparently was flown in. It's something that needs to be kept at sub-zero temperatures. It was flown into Liberia. The background is that it had never been used in a human before, so this wasn't something that they really had much in terms of details about, didn't know if it was going to work or not. It had to be flown in sub-zero temperatures and thawed out naturally, not administering any heat, and that's relevant because what happened after that was kind of extraordinary. Dr. Brantley said that the first dose should go to Miss Whitehall because he was younger and thought he was going to be more likely to recover. They were thawing it out for her, and during that time period, he had a sudden deterioration. He started to have labored breathing. The rash that was associated with Ebola became much worse. And as you say, he thought he was going to die. He said as much to the healthcare professionals around him. At that point, the medicine that was now thawed was brought to him. It was administered to him through an IV. And within 20 minutes to an hour, according to our sources, he had a near complete reversal of his symptoms.
All right.
His breathing got better.
Ron, let's talk about the immune system, how it's activated, and whether or not this drug, which is made by a San Diego company, is nothing more than an immune system enhancer.
Well, yeah, the drug in question, it's actually a cocktail of what are called monoclonal antibodies, which are the body's defense against infection. Mm-hmm. And the analogy is a little bit with, you see pictures on TV of Israeli missile strikes that are precision targeted toward, they won't take out the building, they'll take out the one window in the building where the sniper is firing from.
Right.
That's a little bit of the way these targeted monoclonal antibodies attack viruses. They made a very, very impressive cocktail of different monoclonal antibodies. By the way, this is extremely expensive. Yeah. These types of drugs are an order of magnitude more expensive than conventional antibiotics, where antibiotics may cost a couple of $100 for a course of treatment. These may cost 20, 50,000
$10,000 for a course of treatment.
Right.
So this is highly experimental. This is an opportunity to test the proposition that we can invent drugs that can eradicate killer diseases. And I'm very impressed with the technological accomplishment, because this was the first try. It theoretically worked in animals. They tried it on humans, and apparently it reversed the course of the disease repeatedly in these two victims.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item this week, according to folks at Talkers, is the situation in Israel, or in the Middle East, actually, between the Israelis and the Palestinians, the conflict with Hamas, and as the week ended, a ceasefire was broken by the rockets running into southern Israel. The announcement was made that the ceasefire, which was supposed to remain into effect until 8 o'clock local time, was violated. The mediator is still working on it. It just shows what the Hamas group is all about, in my opinion anyway. Let's listen to a couple of different points of view on this, a couple of different discussions. Host Charlie Parker with Middle East correspondent Kimberly Adams, they discussed the ceasefire as it went into effect.
Just exactly where are we now as we get ready to head into a third day on this 72-hour truce?
I wish we had better news to report about this story, which is pretty sad. According to the reports out of the talks, the two are still quite far apart in that they don't seem to be agreeing on one of the key points. The Israeli government has said, look, if we're going to have a lasting ceasefire, we want Hamas unarmed. We want Gaza demilitarized. And that is something that Hamas is absolutely refusing to do. The Palestinian delegation that's here in Cairo for these talks is saying that they want the blockade, the ongoing blockade of the Gaza Strip to be, and to allow more movement of goods and people back and forth across the border, particularly the one with Egypt. But again, Egypt and Israel want guarantees that any materials going into Gaza just won't be appropriated by Hamas.
And again, no agreement, but Israel is on record as saying they're willing to extend the negotiations that are currently underway. But Hamas's political leader, I think, tweeted late last night, there's no agreement whatsoever to extend this truce beyond a third day.
That's correct, Charlie. And basically, Hamas has said that they aren't terribly inclined to extend the ceasefire if there's no actual movement. Now, in the past, in this conflict, Israel has unilaterally declared ceasefires that sometimes for a few hours, sometimes not. And so we could see that happening again, keeping in mind that Israel seems to be going into these negotiations from a position of strength in that they've knocked out about two-thirds of Hamas's rocket-firing capabilities, according to the Israeli military, as well as destroyed a lot of those cross-border tunnels that Hamas was using for attacking Israel.
Hi. Another point of view discussed on our program hosted by Richard Dixon talks about an op-ed written by former President Carter, which criticized Israel for their part in this conflict.
Jimmy Carter and the former president of Ireland, someone by the name of Mary Robinson, they wrote a piece on foreignpolicy.com. The article called the current conflict a, quote, humanitarian catastrophe, end quote. And while acknowledging Hamas's indiscriminate targeting of Israelis, focused its criticism on Israel. There is no humane or legal justification for the way the Israeli Defense Forces are conducting this war, they wrote. Israeli bombs, missiles, and artillery have pulverized large parts of Gaza, including thousands of homes, schools, and hospitals. In other words, the places where they were keeping the rockets. They said deliberate attacks on civilians constitute war crimes on both sides, and then noted far fewer Israelis had been killed in the fighting. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu was dead on this point. Dead on this point. Seriously? They went above and beyond the call of duty to avoid hitting civilians, and the Palestinians went above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that civilians got hit. I mean, Palestinian civilians got hit. They put them in harm's way, told them not to leave or move when they got the leaflets, when they saw the troops, when they heard the bombs. No, you stay here. We need martyrs. Benjamin Netanyahu says 90% of the casualties could have been avoided on the Palestinian side had they just wanted to avoid them, had they just tried to avoid them, but they didn't want to. They needed dead bodies. I got to tell you something, 1,800 people, and the only people they brought around to their side were Jimmy Carter and Mary Robinson, because, you know, most of America is on the side of the Jews in this one. Most of America sides with the IDF on this case, guys. The two elders, goes on the article on Fox News, also pushed the West to formally recognize Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, but is considered a terror group by the U.S. Not just the U.S., by the way. Virtually every other civilized country on the face of the earth recognizes Hamas as a terrorist group.
Want to tell us what you think is the big topic of the week? The poll at DougStephan.com focuses on all 10 of the items on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So tell us which one is the most important one for you. In the meantime, thanks for being here for this hour of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.